Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we learned Daf Yud Beis of Masechtas Nazir. Some of the topics we're learning about include Rabbi Yechanan's halacha of ha'imer l'shlucha yitzei b'kaddish li'isha stam asa b'chal anashim sheba'olam. A person who tells his agent, go and give kiddushin to a woman on my behalf, but he did not specify which woman, he's prohibited in all women. However, mutar b'isha shahisa la'achois v'nezgar shala'achar mikan. He is permitted to marry a woman who did not have any relatives eligible for marriage when he initiated the shlichus. For example, if that relative was married at the time of the shlichus but was divorced afterward. And the question from our Mishnah's halacha of Harini Nazir, V'alai legaleich Nazir, a person that states, I take on to become a Nazir and to bring a Nazir's karbanos. The machlik is Remeir Bechachamim regarding Harei legaleich chatzi Nazir, a person that states, I take on to bring karbanos for a half a nazir, whether megaleich nazir shalim, he's obligated to bring karbanos for a whole nazir, or megaleich chatzi nazir, he's only obligated to bring karbanos for a half a nazir. There is no machlokes, but emer chatzi karbanos nazir olai chatzi karban maisi. If he states, I take on to bring a half a karbanos of a nazir, that megaleich chatzi nazir. And there is no machlokes, if he states, I take on to bring karbanos for a half a nazir, then megaleach nazir shalom. Some of the terms and concepts we learned about include chazaka shliach oisei shlichusai. There is an assumption that a shliach completes his mission, called the parish merube parish. When the nature of an item is in doubt, it is assumed to have come from the roib, the majority, and one may therefore consider that item to have the same halachic status as the majority of such items found in that place. For example, if a piece of meat is found lying in the street, and most of the meat in that town is kosher, one may assume that the meat is kosher. This is learned from the pasuk Achei Ram Lahatois. However, kol kavua kemechza mechza dami. If the doubt concerning the item in question arises while that object is kavua in its original place, one may not follow the roif. Rather, the status of the item remains in doubt. For example, a person goes into a store and buys meat, and later cannot remember whether he bought it at a kosher or non-kosher store. He may not assume that the meat is kosher, even if most of the stores in that town sell only kosher meat. Since the doubt arose in a fixed location, it is treated like an even safek. The machlokes is Remeir Rabbi Yosi when the person makes a statement in which there is a contradiction between the initial and final parts. Remeir holds Tavas Lashon Rishon, we go with the initial part. Rabbi Yosi holds af bigmar dvar vadim nitvas, we also go with the final part.